Well, hey, thoughtful leader, welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. On this show, I interview purpose-driven founders, experts, and change makers who are making a real impact in the world. Want to be a guest? Simple. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click podcast. I'd love to promote your story to our audience of over 100,000 and across over 2,300 daily episodes and counting. Want to get booked on other great shows like this? Simple. Go to podverified.com and get your free guest authority score. Thousands of hosts are looking for high-quality guests, and PodVerified connects you the right way. Now, let's dive into today's episode. With us right now, it's Joe Abreu. Joe, you are the founder of Glowvisor. You are a coach. It's great to have you, Joe.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You're the author of the book. It's, I think it might be a mini book, but it's called Profit Optimization Program. We're going to be talking about that, 12 steps to grow profits and run a business that doesn't run you. Always a good sentiment. But Joe, before we get into that, you know, I always love just chit-chatting with our guests before we kind of get into the meat of things. And I love finding out what high-level leaders geek out on outside of work.
Well, let's see. I am obsessed with going to comedy shows.
Oh, stand up or improv?
Both.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm just obsessed with live performances and comedy shows.
Yeah. And you're in Tampa. How's the comedy scene there?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's fantastic. We have a few clubs around the area that we can attend, but I love going to the stand up, the startup. These guys are just coming in for the very first time and just working on their craft. I just love that.
Yeah. How do you, like, maybe you could help me out. I've watched a lot of comedy where I kind of lose interest, you know, about 10 minutes in. Is that just normal? Like, I don't know that there, is there a way to, I wish there were a way to find like the perfect comedians and the perfect stand-up that I know that I'm going to like. How do you determine what is definitely good? Like, even if you don't like know who they are, like, how can you figure out who you should be watching?
Oh, geez. You know, there's so many different styles in comedy, and I'm probably not the pro at this, but what I'm going to say is I have that same sentiment sometimes that I sit there and my mind just starts veering off into another world. And typically what I do to just get me back is to start thinking, if I were the comedian, what would I have said differently? And also, what are they experiencing right now? What are they thinking? And then I get into that. And then I want to know that part, you know?
Mm.
Really cool.
Yeah. Well, Joe, you're in Tampa, just down the road from me. I'm in Orlando. And tell me about the work that you do with Glowvisor. And by the way, where did that name come from?
Oh, so that's a good question. We wanted a name that would basically tell everyone that we work globally and with everyone. And then we thought, well, we're coaches, but we're sort of advisors, but we're also sort of just connectors. So we thought, why not Glowvisor, which merges the two?
Oh, yeah. I thought it may have been a, you've got that glow, something like that.
No. I like it. Maybe yeah. That should be the tagline.
All right. So profit is obviously where you're focused on. Take me through the tent poles of what, you know, how you show up with your clients.
Okay. So typically when we have a client that comes in, we usually go through the profit optimization program, and hence the title of the book. It's a 12-step program. And we take the business owner from teaching them everything from learning their numbers, because usually that's what happens. As a business owner myself, I can recall that sometimes we would be so busy running our business just day after day and then lose track of our numbers. And sometimes we have to bring those business owners right back to that and just say, okay, let's look at our numbers, see where we are. Then we look for all those ghost expenses, all of the things that are chewing up our profit. Then we go into looking at how is the business running? How can we make this business better? How can we just make that next step a little bit better. And then we go towards the end, chapter 12, which are we ready to let this business just run on its own? Or are we ready maybe to get this business ready for a sale and prepare it for a sale? So we take the business owner from, it doesn't really matter where you are in the business timeline. The profit optimization program is definitely works for you because we've taken you from step one all the way to an actual sale.
So what are you able to do that the owner is not, maybe struggles with themselves?
So great question, because that's one of the things that we always talk about is sometimes being a coach, being an advisor, being an assistant, it's not just about telling the individual what they're doing right or wrong. Sometimes we just have to be that reflection. And we always talk about being that lens, almost like a camera lens. So you have everything in your camera. You're shooting at what you have right now, your team, your business, everything's set up nicely. And as a coach, what we're doing is just basically helping you dial in and dial back just to sharpen that image so you know where you are and where you want to go.
And so when you begin working with someone, and well, I mean, we're speaking to a room right now. I suspect that you probably see some familiar patterns with your clients pretty often. So why don't we just turn this into, I know you're a speaker as well with Toastmasters and so forth. Why don't we turn this into a little mini TED talk? What would be something that you're quite passionate about, you know, when it comes to working with business owners that you really think that there should probably be a little bit more focus attached to?
Sure. I would say that one of the things that I'm most passionate about is really giving the business owner clarity and helping them gain time, because that's one of the things that we can never gain again, right? So we can make more money tomorrow and the next day, but we can never gain today back. And what I noticed as a business owner was that I was so busy trying to be successful, trying to increase the bottom line, but I wasn't working as smart as I could have been. And what I did is I wasted time. And along the way, I would travel and speak to business owners, and they would contact me after the events, and they would ask me the same questions over and over and over. So what I did is I started writing all these down, hence the 12 steps of the profit optimization program. It was just basically lining up those questions. And I thought to myself, you know, some individuals are asking similar questions to others, but they're not asking all of the questions. So let's put them all together, and hopefully I can generate an aha moment for one individual. Because if I can do that, if I can give a business owner one aha moment that increases their profit and also saves them time, score.
Indeed. Well, you obviously, this is what you do every day. What trends have you noticed this year, 2025? There's been, you know, I'd say movement, I guess, in maybe a lot of moving targets, a lot of folks maybe nervous about just the fluidity, I'd say, of a lot of things economically. Aside from that, or, you know, maybe inclusive of that, what other trends have you noticed for this year that your clients are particularly concerned about? Obviously, we have AI and all of that as well.
Yes, absolutely. So taking AI out of the whole equation, because I think we can talk hours on that. I would say that what I'm noticing, some of the changes is on the blended models that the clients want today. They don't want to just do the certification course and take the whole course and not communicate with someone. They want to maybe do a little coaching call along the way, maybe a little check, see where we are. Before, I felt like people wanted to do the self-guided. They just purchased the book, or they wanted to do the structured system, so they took the course, or they would just call for just direct coaching so they can do more of a specialized. But I feel like there now is a little bit more of a blend. They want to do a little bit of everything. So that's a little bit of a change that we're seeing. Another thing is the wellness and the focus. I think that now people are realizing that even though you're a business coach and that's a specialization, and typically that's what we want to do. We want to do a little bit of a niche, so we're a specialist, but we sort of are not. We also need the background and knowledge and the history of also knowing a little bit about being a life coach. Because when you go into a business, the business is basically an extension of the owner, of the CEO, and you see that culture. And whatever happens to that individual on the, in their personal life is being reflected in the business as well. So sometimes when we come into the business, I want to look at their personal side of the life. You know, what's going on in your life? Because that might very well be what's impacting the business today.
Yeah. When you begin working with your clients, I mean, what is that process of like? What is it like to work with Glowvisor?
Oh, yes. So, you know, typically what happens is they'll give us a call, we'll do an initial 15-minute call, and typically the individual already has something in mind. You know, there's an issue, there's something that's brewing in the company, or there's a goal that they want to reach and they just don't know how to get there. And we'll start off with that 15-minute call, and from there we'll decide whether the right thing would be of start with the course, maybe if you're a smaller business, or if you have a bigger target, they must start today, or maybe you have a team that we have to train. So we'll make that decision at that point. And I always tell people, try to do everything together. We want to do it all. I'm also encouraging under that new process of blending everything together. So that way we can look at the whole picture. So it's not just that, you know, let's just come on in and just help me make more money. Well, I mean, that's a little bit complex, right? Because that whole concept is, are we looking at the revenue? We're looking at the optimization of the profit. What are we doing? But what are the elements that took us there, and what was preventing us from getting there before? So we really, it's just the whole beginning is just breaking apart the business, and not in a negative way, but it's also to be a reflection. I mean, as a business owner, what happens is we live in our own little silos, right? We're all into our own little world, our own little island. And what happens is we don't really share what we feel with others. We don't really share where we really are in business with others. I mean, we have what our 3 to 5, you know, minute speech that we provide out to the world, but we don't really have sometimes someone that we can actually say, look, this is the truth. This is where we are. This is what we need to, you know, in a confidential way. You could trust that it's not going to go beyond this point and that you're going to truly help. It's like talking to your doctor. It's usually what I tell people. It's like seeing your doctor. Let's get together. Let's talk about what the issue is. And it's not going to move past this point. And if we start off with the first 15-minute call and it doesn't, you know, if I think that someone else can do a better job, I'm definitely going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to go ahead and refer you to someone else because my goal is for you to be as successful as possible.
Your website, glowvisor.com, tell me about you have a book, Profit Optimization Program. Do you give that away, or like how does someone access your content?
Oh, okay, great. So yes, if you go to Glowvisor.com, if you scroll down, you have the book. It's available to purchase in either English or Spanish on Amazon. And then if you go a little bit further down, you'll have the opportunity to call that 15-minute call that I just mentioned. You can click on that and totally no cost at all whatsoever. Below that, there's actually a quick checklist. And I recommend for everyone to go ahead and download that. It's free. You don't have to sign up. You don't have to put in an email address or anything. You can just go ahead and download it. And it's just some basics of things you should start looking at your business. It's like day one. I would say the book at a minimum, the way that I look at every optimization program, because your audience is very astute and they understand business very well.
You're darn tootin' there, astute.
But, you know,
Am I right,
sometimes the,
people? Am I right?
am I right or am I right? So the book is sort of like, you know, a refresher because again, we're into our own little island. We're a refresher of that. And my goal again is to give you at least a minimum of one aha moment.
Excellent. All right. Well. Again, your website is glowvisor.com. Joe Abreu, you are the founder. It's been a great conversation. Thank you so much, Joe, for following. Is there anything else that we missed? Again, go grab the book. And by the way, I'll let people know on Amazon, currently as of when we're recording this, if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can get it right now for free. So, Joe, thank you so much. Was there anything else? Did I miss anything?
No, I think we covered everything, but thank you so much.
Excellent. Glowvisor.com, Joe Abreu, thank you so much for joining us. If you've enjoyed this conversation, I'd love to invite you to share your message with the world at podverified.com, where thousands of podcast hosts and thoughtful guests are connecting the right way. Podverified helps match you with the right stages for your level of authority. No more wasting time on brand new shows that just aren't a fit. Your guest authority score is free, and so are your first two podcast matches. Come hang out with me there. I'd love to learn more about your business, support your mission, and help promote you far and wide. Just head to www.podverified.com to get started. And of course, if you'd like to be a guest right here on The Thoughtful Entrepreneur, just go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. Thanks for being a part of this movement. We rise by lifting others.